It is still the time of grace. In our stead, Jesus atoned on Calvary. The multitude has found salvation and peace for the soul. To you, the Lamb of God, be the glory. Your sacrifice was perfect. You made us free from sin. We are a people of priests and kings in thy kingdom. There is no other name like your name. The mercy seat is sprinkled with blood. Sin is remembered no more. The people of the covenant are united through his blood. To you, the Lamb of God, be the glory. Thy sacrifice is perfect. You made us free from sin. We are a people of priests and kings in thy kingdom. No name is like your name. Did you went astray and are helpless? There is salvation for you. What the world cannot offer to you, you will find on Calvary. There is healing. Strength to carry the cross. Love for the heart. You made us free from sin. We are a people of priests and kings. Let thy Spirit fall upon all of us. As in Jerusalem, in the upper room, the same fire, send it down from heaven. Upon us in this time of trouble, the same fire, send it from heaven. Upon us in this time of trouble and sorrow. Let your Spirit fall on all of us. As he fell in the house of Cornelius, baptize us all with a holy fire and cast out all the fear from our hearts. Cast out all fear from out of our hearts. Let your Spirit fall upon all of us. Let the multitudes turn to you. Let the power of the Spirit work in our midst. Let the power of the Spirit be at work in our midst. Let your Spirit fall upon all of us. Let signs and wonders happen. We wait prayerfully in the upper room. Let us receive your power and come soon. Come soon and let us receive your power. Awaken your children who sleep. A stone throw away from the Kidron. Come to us as you did earlier. Come to us as you did at the beginning, and lay upon us your pierced hand. We greet to this broadcast, to this word observation with Brother Frank, all brothers and sisters worldwide who are joining us online wholeheartedly. We are glad to still hear God's word. May the Lord bless all listeners this morning. We are grateful that the Lord gives strength to Brother Frank to speak this morning to us. Before this will be done, I read us a word for introduction. From 1 Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 9.
Vielmehr, wie geschrieben steht,
but as it is written,
was kein Auge gesehen,
eye has not seen,
kein Ohr gehört,
nor ear heard,
und wovon kein
neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him.
Die ihn lieben. Uns aber hat Gott dies
but God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit.
Denn der Geist
for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Praise and thanks. Please, Brother Frank. We are grateful with all our hearts that we can have these broadcasts, and we extend the many, many greetings to all brothers and sisters, whether Brother Müller from the Baltic Sea, Brother Huszar from Austria, Brother Wagner, whether from here or there, whether from Switzerland, from Brother Baumgartner, whether from the other brothers, from everywhere we have greetings, from Dr. Mbie. Yes, to the Lord be just the thanksgiving. That all brothers who believe the divine message, who have part in this proclamation, and who can pass on what was given to us by the Lord. We have heard the mighty word of introduction which Brother Borg has read. Paul addressed them who were pardoned by God, who were included into the plan of salvation, to whom the Spirit revealed the Word. And in the same way, it is in our time. There were always people to whom the Word was revealed by the Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters, today is again a special day for me. We are in the month of March, and 59 years ago, in March 1963, Brother Branham spoke about the seven seals. Last Sunday, in the Zurich live broadcast, I spoke about it, that Brother Branham received the instruction to move to Arizona, that the Lord would speak with him there and would give him an instruction. And then came the 28th of February,
63.
And then came the days from the 17th to the 24th of March, 63, when Brother Branham, by the commission of God, with a direct divine instruction, he spoke about the seven seals. Brothers and sisters, we truly live in the last phase of the time of grace. To that, what is happening now, be it in politics, in the economy, be it wars or rumors of wars, we don't want to go here into details. But all of us, we are not surprised of that, what is going on. For the Lord foretold it, that all this would come. Earthquakes, famines, wars, rumors of wars, and so forth. But also this, the Lord said, the gospel of the kingdom will be preached unto all nations for a witness. Now briefly, the remark, when one thinks of World War I, more than 9 million people had to give their lives. When we think on World War II, more than 60 millions had to give their lives. And when we think on Genesis chapter 2, the first blood was shed there. Cain killed his brother Abel. We cannot go more deeply into these things, but so much blood was shed up to the 6 million Jews who were murdered. But we look into the future and we are grateful to the Lord that very shortly the past will belong to the past and that the Lord will give grace and he will establish his kingdom as written in Revelation 11, verse 15, that the Lord will be then king over the whole earth. We are grateful to the Lord, as I said before, what God foretold for this time, that we received a direct part in it. And we see it in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, how all these things were foretold. And whoever then goes to Ezekiel 39 will read that in the last battle, before the millennium will start, so many terrible things will happen around Israel that 7 years will be needed to remove the weapons and to establish order. Yes, everything will take place as it was foretold to us in the Word of God. But for us, who we believe with all our hearts, who we believe what God promised to the church and what He has given now, what good would it be for us if we would read that John, the favorite disciple of Jesus, was on the isle of Patmos for the sake of the Word of God, for the sake of the testimony of Jesus. And there everything was revealed to him. If it would not have been revealed to us in this time by the same Spirit of God, by the ministry of Brother Branham, we will look at some scriptures. I myself, I'm overwhelmed about that the faithful Lord has given me since 1949 already the connection to Brother Branham. When a very special man from the USA came to Hamburg, and there in the International Pentecostal Convention he spoke there, a man who was prior to that, he was a movie expert in Hollywood, a man who was taken by the American team to film the bombing over Hiroshima and Nagasaki. This man, 1949, he gave testimony of it, what went on within him when he saw the impact of the bombings. And then he returned and he came into a meeting of Brother Branham, and he dedicated his life to the Lord. But God, from the very beginning, He led it in such a way, and that I really, for 10 years, especially from 1955 to 1965, I was connected with the ministry of Brother Branham, and with him, I not only participated in his meetings, be it in Germany, be it in the USA, I still have 21 letters from the correspondence with him. I spoke to him on the phone and I ate with him at the same table. I drove with him in the same car. I was in the meetings and I witnessed the supernatural working of God, and I experienced it. I can really say what mine eyes have seen and what mine ears have heard. This we declare unto you. So, In March 1963, the supernatural light came into the room of Brother Branham in the afternoon, and on every day he revealed him the seal about which he should speak. And Brother Branham testified that the same pillar of cloud, the same pillar of fire that was with Israel, as it can be read in Exodus 13, in the last three verses, one can read it, that the pillar of cloud on the day was with Israel, and at night the pillar of fire, and showing to the people of Israel the way, illuminating it to them, and that the Lord, in the same way as in the Old Testament, so also in the New Testament, he revealed himself in a supernatural way and has also worked. To our God be the glory and the praise. Blessed are all them who can believe what God has done in our time. Blessed are all who can believe what God has done since the going home of his prophet in December 1965 on the earth, and what he is still doing today. Brothers and sisters, it is a special time in the plan of salvation in which we arrived now. And let us read to it some scriptures. May God bless us all worldwide, in all tongues, peoples and nations, and especially all ministering brethren, please. We read from Daniel, chapter 12, verse
4.
But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Blessed and praised be our Lord. As we just read, in the Old Testament, at the time of Daniel, that what God revealed should be closed up and sealed, but only until the end time. And whoever in this connection reads then will find out that many will be purified and tried, that many will experience their preparation, and we are grateful to God that all these mysteries that were sealed, that they were revealed in our time by grace. This we not only say, this took place by the commission of our God. Let us read on. We read from Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Let us thank the Lord also for it. Be honest, dear brothers and sisters, how many are reading the chapters of the book of Revelation and have never heard of that, what God has done in 1963. They read and read and make up their own minds about that what they read. But there is an election, a predestination, and all who are now pardoned by God, they read the words of the prophecy of this book in the light of the revelation. They don't interpret anymore, but they were introduced into every seal, into that what should happen in it. And what happened also? This is the vast difference. All can read Daniel 12. All can read in the book of Revelation. But to whom was it revealed and given by God to believe what the Lord has done in our time? Already the term seal, seal it until the end time. And therefore, brothers and sisters, we recognized that we live now in the end time, and the things sealed and kept secret had to be revealed. This was what God Himself said, and we are grateful that we can also read now Revelation 1 with all our hearts, and keeping those things that are written in it, and what was really revealed by God. Never before the 22 chapters could be read in such a precious way as in our time. I'm really happy about it. Let us read on. We read from Revelation 22, verse 20 and 21.
Es spricht der, welcher dies bezeugt.
He which testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Praise and thanks be unto the Lord. The grace be with all of us. This is the last verse in Revelation 22. And before that, behold, I come quickly. Now, the return of the Lord is really not only near, but as written, at the door. In the 2000 years, one could always say, near, near, at hand. Now, everything is here. The fulfillment of Bible prophecy is no more at hand. It is in the midst of us. And the Lord says, when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. Whether we read in chapter 1 of Revelation, but also this point, dear brothers and sisters, the German word, the English word revelation, the word apocalypse means unveiling. Unveiling. Something was veiled. Let us take a handkerchief and let us cover everything what is hidden here. And then comes the moment where the veil is taken away. Unveiling of Jesus Christ. Unveiling and revelation of the mysteries of our God. So we live in the time of unveiling, of revelation, of the introducing into the most, into the deepest mysteries of our God, even in the mystery that God revealed Himself to us as Father in the Son and by the Holy Spirit. Not three eternal persons, but one single God. But in the New Testament happened that what was foretold in the Old. God did not only want a man whom He created in His image from the earth. This was Adam. But Jesus Christ is the second Adam, who is not made of earth, but Holy Ghost shall overshadow thee, and the power of the Most High shall come upon you. And therefore, the Holy One born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Brothers and sisters, this is the mighty thing. And let us say it in the hope that God will not be angry with me. In the beginning of the first creation happened the permissive will of God. God knew that Adam, yes, that Eve will not stand up to the test. But in the same way, God knew before the foundation of the world that He determined the plan of salvation, and that our Lord and Redeemer, as the Lamb of God, was ordained before the foundation of the world to give His life, that our names were written into the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. Brothers and sisters, we are grateful with all our hearts. And then we could go into all the New Testament scriptures. As all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. All the scriptures from the Old and New Testament, we could put them together and we could see the whole plan of salvation before us, and we are really grateful with all our hearts that we received the adoption of sons, and that our Lord and Redeemer was the firstborn among many brethren, and that he was made like us in the body of flesh, so that we can be like him in the spiritual body. Oh, thanks be to God for the finished work of redemption. Thanks be to God for his precious and holy word. Let us read on. We read from Romans chapter 1,
verse 1 and 2.
Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to preach the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the holy scriptures. Blessed and praised be our Lord. That's how Paul said it at the beginning of his letter. Separated to preach the gospel of God, as he promised it by his holy prophets in the Old Testament. Brothers and sisters, this is so important that in the New Testament we find the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies, and that the proclamation in the New Testament was based upon that what God promised in the Old Testament. But now I ask myself, is there a Christian church? Is there a Christian fellowship which can claim to proclaim the true gospel of God, as the prophets foretold it and as the apostles preached it? Is there such a church on earth? And to this we can say, there is the church of the living God. And we are so grateful to the Lord that at the end of the time of grace, everything was restored. Everything as it was at the beginning, as it was in Jerusalem, as it was preached and practiced by the apostles. Thus, a restoration took place. And God could use Brother Branham to preach the original word, the prophetic word, to preach it and to bring us back to the beginning, so that the church at the end is exactly the same as she was at the beginning, blessed by God in all areas. We read on. We read from the prophet Ezra, chapter 1, verse
3.
Who is there among you of all his people? His God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem. Thanks be to the Lord also for this word. He who is part of His people, not all who say we are believers, but who truly believes God now and who believes the promises which God has given for this time, he who can believe with all his heart what we read in Daniel, seal until the end time. Can you believe it?
Amen.
But then revealed in the end time, and God took care for it, that now in the end time the hidden, the sealed things were revealed. Many can believe what is written in Daniel. But who can believe that it's also written only until the end time? And then it will be revealed. Then many will be called out, will be tried and purified. Then the time has come that all who are part of God's people, who are really born again unto a living hope, who can believe God with all their heart, and also the last promise that he wanted to send a prophet like Elijah, and he sent him to turn the hearts of the children of God back to the apostolic fathers. That's how it is written in Malachi, the last verses. So, having part in that what God has said, he who belongs to his people, let him arise and return to Jerusalem, not to Chalcedon, not to Rome, not to London or Paris. Let him return to Jerusalem, for from Jerusalem the word of God went forth. There the plan of salvation took place of our God, and thereto we all return now, so that the house of God can be built, and that the Lord can reveal himself anew in his church. Please, we read from Hebrews 12, verse 14. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Thanks be to the Lord. Without which no man shall see the Lord. Brothers and sisters, not just preaching of the word, but with all the heart, believing to be sanctified in the revealed truth. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. Only he to whom the word can be revealed, he can experience divine sanctification in reality. And therefore, it is so important when it's written, without holiness no man shall see God. So,
Everything belongs together. The redemption by the blood. The proclamation of the word of God. Of the divine truth. The insight and introduction by the Holy Spirit into the hidden mysteries of God. And only then the sanctification can take place. I repeat what our Lord said. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. But all have the Bible, all have the word, the letter, and all interpret and all say what they like, and neither experience their redemption, nor their forgiveness, nor what goes with it. Let me say it again in love. Only he to whom God's word is really revealed by the Spirit can be sanctified in the word of truth. Please receive it by faith and thank God the Lord for it. We read on. We read from 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless.
Amen.
Amen.
Also
this
is
a very important scripture addressed to us. We wait for the rapture and we are prepared, made ready for this glorious day. But we must and may we must take God's word seriously, and whatever is required from us, that we can do it by faith, that we comply and also comply to the love. The love of God must really triumph over everything. God is love. And where the love of God is poured out by the Holy Spirit into our hearts, there is love to God, love toward the Word, love toward one another. And in the divine love, the Lord will complete his work in his own. We read from 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Blessed and praised be our Lord for every word. Ye my people, be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. No mixing anymore, but the clear truth of the revealed word of God. And we over and again emphasized it, what matters. The enemy just needed to give to Eve one doubt. Should God really have said, And already unbelief triumphed. And the fall, the separation from God was done. Please, believe every word of God. Don't give any room to the devil. Read these scriptures quietly, prayerfully, and say, O Lord, give me grace that everything comes to fulfillment in me by your grace, and so that you can complete your work in me. Let us read from Galatians chapter 5 from verse 16.
Ich meine aber so, wandelt im Geist,
this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Auch das ist
also this is a mighty word. Walk in the Spirit.
Wir sollen nicht fleischlich gesonnen
we shall not be fleshly minded, we shall not be humanly minded, but divinely minded. Let the mind that was in Christ dwell in all of you. God wants to make such people out of us. As I said many times, who live a normal life on earth, being with both feet on the earth, but joined in the heart with God, joined with the revealed word, joined with the ministry which God has given us in this time. And to this must also be said, we don't stop with the end of the ministry of Brother Branham. We read even today what Peter, what Paul, what the apostles have written. And we also read what Brother Branham said, be it in the seven seals or be it in his sermons. And we are grateful to the Lord with all our hearts that he leads us unto perfection, and that we may really be a word bride, that we all have returned to Jerusalem, to the true doctrine of the apostles and prophets, as we emphasized. The end must become as the beginning was. Jesus Christ is the first and he is the last. Let us read another scripture. We read from Galatians 5, verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Also this scripture. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Whoever reads in Galatians 5 from verse
19,
he will read all the characteristics that the old man does. The man who is born in sin and who walks his own ways. From verse 19, read it all. But then, when all this register is listed and is at the end, and I ask with a sincere heart, let us examine ourselves. Let us read from verse 19 what may not be found in us of these works if we walk in the Spirit. And then we read of the fruits of the Spirit, of the nine fruits of the Spirit, which are then listed. May God grant it that we all have come to an end with the first phase, that no works of the flesh are found on us anymore. Somebody said that 15 different things are listed there. Maybe it's even more altogether. But then, nine fruits of the Spirit are listed. Brothers and sisters, I bring this word today for the purpose that all, in all places, all over the earth, in all tongues and nations, that they kneel down, that they open up the Bible and read Galatians 5 and read the whole register of the old man, and then asking God that it belongs to the past, and thanking the Lord for the renewing, for the new birth, for the new life, and then read the nine gifts of the Spirit, and saying by faith, beloved Lord, as certain as you revealed yourself and your word to us, so certain you will sanctify us in your revealed word, and the fruits of the Spirit will be manifest. It will take place as certain as the Lord promised it and said it. Let us summarize. It's again a march, and I remember especially the opening of the seals and on the grace which God had given me from the beginning. Not only to hear the seals, to translate them, and to translate all the important sermons which Brother Branham preached in Jeffersonville. May God in all tongues give grace that in this last message, and I believe we all understood that we are now no longer need to say the return of the Lord is at hand, that we can say everything is at the door. It just needs to happen. And we thank the Lord God also for the two verses from Revelation 1 and Revelation 22. And we thank God for the ministry of a Peter, James, John, for the ministry of Paul, for the ministry of the prophets and the apostles, and for the ministry, for the last ministry before the return of Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord God that He has sent His servant and prophet and introduced us into all of the plan of salvation. It is a divine reality. It was confirmed by God. May the blessing of the Almighty God rest upon all brothers, upon all sisters, and may the will of God happen through us, through the bride church, now in the completion by His grace. Let us say it once again. We don't return to Nicaea, not to Chalcedon, not to Rome. We returned to Jerusalem, and we were built up upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, where Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone, and we are the living stones which are placed into this divine building. Much could still be said. The Lord God, may He bless you all and be with all of you. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. We stand up for prayer. Please, Brother Borg. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious word that we heard. Your word is spirit and life. We thank you for the last message. We thank you for it, that your word does not return void, but it is effective in those who hear it, for what you have sent it for. Lord, we thank you for this service, for this broadcast, and we ask you, bless your people who heard your word. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. And all the people said, Amen.